The East Belfast MP, Naomi Long, is on the line. We can broaden this out as well for some of you. I mean, is this a wider issue in terms of how we actually treat animals and pets as well? 08459 555 678. I mean, the audio is bad enough, Naomi Long. In terms of the pictures, they're horrific.
Good morning, Joel. Well, absolutely. I mean, the audio, every time I hear it played, I have to say I feel sick because it brings back to me the footage that I saw that accompanies that audio. And it really, I mean, what I saw went beyond what could be broadcast. And I have to say, what you see can't be unseen. And it was absolutely horrific cruelty, deliberate, premeditated cruelty against defenceless animals, and utterly sickening.
It left you physically shaking, someone's telling me.
I was shaken by it because to know that there are people in our community who could so deliberately, so wantonly abuse animals in the way that they had in that footage just really chills me, because I believe that anyone who could be so cruel towards a poor, defenceless animal just is a threat to society. I really genuinely believe that, and I think there is a huge amount of evidence to show that that kind of sadistic cruelty towards animals often is linked to cruelty towards towards people, and it's chilling. I mean, I think any of us who have ever had a pet, who have ever seen them in distress or pain or frightened, will know what a horrendous experience that is when you can't reassure them when they're frightened or hurt or whatever it is. And to think that people would inflict that on animals willingly for some kind of perverse pleasure is just appalling. And I have to say that I'm glad that the case has got as far as it has, and that I hope when this comes to court for sentencing that those sentences will be robust, because one of the problems we've had in the past around animal cruelty, and I've worked with Stephen Philpott in the past on these issues, and I have to say one of the problems has been that the courts have not handed down the maximum penalties for these situations. We often don't see people get custodial sentences. I believe that this was an unprecedented case, and I think that we need to see robust action taken to send a clear message that the people of Northern Ireland, our community, do not support this kind of activity and want to see it punished.
Do you think it's a more widespread issue, Naomi?
Well, certainly since the point where I have obviously been talking about this issue publicly, and it's something that I campaigned on a number of years ago. Constituents came to me in East Belfast very distressed because their cats had gone missing, often from their gardens, but sometimes just when they'd been allowed out during the day, they hadn't returned. And what happened was they set up a Facebook page, basically to do a sort of lost and found pets. And what they came to me about was their fear that there was a pattern emerging, that these cats were going missing in huge numbers in the area that just was inexplicable. And their concern was that they were being used for some kind of animal abuse. I reported that, obviously, to the authorities to see if it was being investigated, and it became clear that it was indeed being investigated. And sadly, some of the people who came to me will probably be very distressed because their worst fears for their pets have probably been realised. But I would really want to commend them, because if it hadn't been for their determination, Joel, to actually pursue this, they came to me concerned that no one would take them seriously. I took them seriously. The USPCA took them seriously. The police took them seriously. And as a result of that, this activity has now been uncovered and prosecutions have followed. And I want to pay tribute to those who, because of the tragic circumstances of losing their own pet, actually brought this to the fore, because it was a very courageous thing to do. And also it has served, I think, animal welfare hugely in doing that, though it's little comfort, I have to say, to those who worry about the fate that might have met their own kittens and cats.
Now, we stay with us if you can. There's a number of calls on this already, and you may be able to help maybe with some of the points that are being made. 08459 555 678, the number to call this morning. Pauline's in Carrickfergus. Morning, Pauline.
Good morning. I mean, I'm just petrified just to think how anyone could do that to an animal. It's just disgusting. And I just hope that these people and many others that do the like of this go to prison and remain in prison for the rest of their life. But I'm afraid they'll be in for about 6 weeks or eight, and then be out again and do the same thing.
Now,
in America...
You really believe that a life sentence for animal cruelty is something that's appropriate?
Yes, I do, because they'll be back out again and the same thing will happen, because they can't help it. This is the type they are. Now, in America, when they find people like this, this is how they find out about murders and all the things that
well, there's
really
no, there's no suggestion that the people involved in this are linked to those sorts of crimes in any way.
In America, this is how they find out. And I really believe it's true.
Well, what is the maximum sentence, Naomi Long? Do you know what the maximum sentence is for animal cruelty?
Well, I know that the maximum sentence is a custodial one. I couldn't give you the exact
yes.
kind of the number of years, but it is a custodial sentence.
There's also a call. I noticed a call from Stephen Philpott as well, saying that he feels yes. it should be custodial and also some sort of lifetime ban for those on owning any sort of animals in the future.
That's exactly the point that I want to make. There are two things that the courts can do. The first thing is you can give out a custodial sentence. And one of my concerns is that to date in animal cruelty cases, that hasn't been used. Now, I think there is a distinct difference between someone, for example, who through age or illness maybe neglect an animal. It doesn't make it acceptable, Joel, by any means. But there is a distinct difference between that and what we have seen here, where people have deliberately and premeditatedly tortured these animals, and not just the cats. Remember that the dogs that are used for fighting and for badger baiting are being tortured and abused too. The dogs are not to blame for what happened. The owners are to blame for what happened. And I believe that a custodial sentence is appropriate in this case, but also you can have a lifetime ban on somebody being allowed to own an animal, and I think it's absolutely appropriate.
Think about it, how would you know, Naomi, if they
Well, actually, a lifetime ban on somebody being able to own an animal is probably the easiest part to enforce, because you simply regularly inspect the premises to make sure that they do not have any animals or animal-related paraphernalia on the premises, and you continue to monitor them like with any other ban that might be handed down. And it's hugely important for animal welfare. One thing I would like to say, which might be important for your listeners, Joel, because it was raised with me yesterday by someone who, and actually over the weekend, I was also contacted by others, because animal welfare is something that I genuinely care about. There is a risk that people, for example, advertising pets on the internet. For example, someone who has a pet and moves into a flat and isn't allowed to take the pet with them will often advertise it on the internet to say, free to a good home. And what can happen in cases like that, and there were a number of people who have mentioned this to me, is the risk that people who are involved in this kind of animal cruelty in dog fighting or badger baiting will try to send someone presentable along to offer to look after the pet, and will then use it for animal abuse. It's really, really important. If you have an animal that you can no longer care for, get in touch with a registered animal shelter and allow them to find a rehoming option for you, because they will do a house inspection and check that the families are suitable to take the pets on and give you the maximum protection that you can. Because it's really, really important that we don't treat animals over the internet or in other places where there is no regulation, because we could leave them exposed to people who do not have their welfare in mind.